So welcome everyone to the Global Achievement for Peace. My name is David Nicol, director of the Gaia Field Project. I'm speaking with you live from the beautiful 333 Locust Avenue in San Rafael, North California hub site for this event. And it's truly a deep joy and an honor to be your host for the next hour and a half or so. Before we move any further, I really would like to honor the sacredness of this moment just by inviting you to share with me a minute or so of silence. Thank you so much. So I'd like to give a brief orientation to explain how this call is going to unfold today. We're honored to have a number of hub sites with us from cities around the world. And shortly we're going to cross to each of these hub sites for a brief welcome so that we can really get a sense for the extent and nature of the field that we have created today. After that, we're going to guide a brief meditation, and we'll go into a silent space for about 20 minutes after the guided meditation. And then we're going to open a space for sharing of insights, of guidance, anything you may feel moved to share that emerged from the meditation. So I'd invite you to consider the sharing part of the call as a continuous part of the meditation. And obviously we won't have time for everyone on the call to share, so it will be a sampling. But if you feel moved to share something that arose in the meditation, a particular insight, a form of guidance, a vision, then the invitation is there, and it can be a very powerful part of the call as we create a field of collective wisdom together. In the sharing phase, I will call in the beginning on the hub site hosts and the Gaia Field Council to share, and then I'll open up to sharing from the general audience. We have a simple protocol when we do the sharing part where when you have something to share, we invite you to say your name, where you're calling in from, and then have your sharing. And then when you're finished, just say thank you so we'll know you're complete. For those of you who are listening via the audio webcast, you can type anything that you want to share into the chat box on the left of your screen, and we'll read it out to the others. So after the sharing, that will pretty much bring us to the end of the call. We'll have some closing comments and just close out the call. So we will shortly be referring to the Global Care Room. You will have received a link to the Care Room in the email reminder to this call. So if you haven't opened that already, I'm just going to pause for a moment to allow you time to click on that link and go to the session room of the Global Care Room so that you'll have that ready when we refer to it in a moment. Okay, so it's now my delight to introduce you to some of the hub sites that we have around the world. And I want to first pass over the mic to my friend Mark Dammer, who's at the Magical Findhorn Community in the north of Scotland. So welcome, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, David. I hope you can hear me over there. I'm very excited about this event, and we are sitting here in a small group at the park in Findhorn, and we are very delighted to support this event, especially as there is another celebration, a wedding going on in the community at the moment, so there is a general, I would say, spirit of celebration and joy. And even the weather here in Scotland supports that. So thank you, everybody.
Great. Thanks so much, Mark. I want to pass over now to Mark Nasek in the holy city of Safed in Israel.
Hi. Thank you, David. Thank you. I'm honored to be part of this amazing event. And I feel like we started it here in Israel last night in Jerusalem. Well, that yesterday afternoon with the Jerusalem hug, and Eliyahu McLean organized that. We had Israelis and Palestinians, Europeans, Americans, South Americans, Canadians, people from all over the world were here for this event to embrace the walls of the holy city from all people, all colors, all traditions, all religions, and it's been going on since then. And continuing right here, and so we have people in the holy city of Jerusalem and the holy city of Tzfat in northern Israel, and people all over the Israel meditating to be with us as sunset is setting over here and we're going into the Sabbath. It's a very peaceful time over here, and we bring that energy through the Holy Land to all the lands and all the peoples of all the religions and all the tribes and all peoples of all ways. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. Really wonderful to have your presence here. I want to pass over to Sarah Salam at the Luminous Warrior Center in Washington, D.C.
Welcome, everybody. As you said, this is Sarah. We're here in a small group, including Myra and Colette, in Washington, D.C. It is about noontime here, and we're very, very honored and pleased about the field and the presence on this call and globally. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Sarah. I'll pass over now to Annette Karlstrom in Helsingborg, Sweden.
Hello, I'm very happy to join you here. I'm actually up in northern Sweden where we have gathered a big group for about 150 people. We're celebrating the Midsummer Festival of Love up here. And it's 6 p.m. here and the sun is bright in the sky as it is in Sweden. We are all celebrating the light. We just had a beautiful celebration, a Midsummer celebration, where we are celebrating the fertilization and the unity and creation within ourselves and between the male and the female. So we did a beautiful ceremony with that. And we are so happy to join you in this global attunement for peace. It goes right in line with what we are creating here. So during this time, I will join you in this group and to send you a oneness blessing to help awaken the intelligence of the heart as that can contribute to accelerate and deepening the connection we have in our own evolutionary awakening and hopefully aligning that to the heart of the oneness that we all are, hoping to affect the whole world we live in. That is the intention we all carry from the heart here. I was so deeply grateful to be a part of this beautiful thing you have arranged. Thanks so much for letting us join you.
Thank you so much, Annette, and welcome to all of the live participants at your festival. It sounds wonderful. It's a blessing to have you. Okay, I want to pass over to Sherry Herndon in Seattle, Washington.
Hello, David, and everyone on this call and who's in the field. I'm here in Seattle. We are gathered here with a small group of us in my home This is the second of what we are calling the Heart Hub. This is a perfect event for us to step more into heart coherence and the resonance that is so profound that we can step into as a deep well. And so the group that's gathered here heard the call to come and join and participate. And already the field here is so deep, and just feeling what's coming through and feeling the energies from the earth and voices from around the world is already allowing us to kind of step into a deeper place. So we're just delighted to be in this moment of history where we are awakening to that oneness and to our heart connection. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. It's great to have you with us. So I just want to ask if Caroline Shima from the World Peace Press Sanctuary is with us, or Raquel Gomez, if you could raise your hand, we'll pass you the mic. We're not sure yet if they have been able to make the call, but I just want to take a moment to invite them to raise their hand if they're with us. And that is by pressing 1 or 2 on your phone. Okay, so we know that we're being joined in spirit by a gathering at the World Peace Prayer Sanctuary in Scotland, the Allenton Sanctuary, and also with a group in Colombia. Raquel Gomez is connected with, so it's wonderful to have that presence in South America.
Actually, well, David, we did just have somebody press 1. So if you press 1, you now have the mic. Yes. To the one of you who just pressed 1 on your keypad, you now have the mic, so you can go ahead and speak.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It might be just an accident there.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Raquel.
Hello, this is Raquel Gomez. I am from Colombia, and I'm here with Claudia Sobrevila from Venezuela. We are both connected with a group of women, about 30 women in Bucaramanga, Colombia, called Guayacán, who are from yesterday until today gathering and celebrating the solstice and the dawn of the sacred ceremony. And they are joining us through the meditation. They were not able to register and join in electronically, but they are with us at this very moment. It's 11 in the morning over there. It is noontime here in Washington, D.C., and we are so happy and so grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Raquel. I'm so glad we are connected. And so now I want to introduce Brad Nye and Reba Vanderpod, who are the hosts of this 333 Locust Avenue site here in North California, just to say a brief welcome.
Good morning, or good evening, wherever you are. We're at 333, a center for living, loving, and learning. As a hub for the Bay Area, as well, obviously, for the global moment here with David. We're happy to be the host of this event today. We've been putting on events here that reflect this work, this subtle but powerful activism that we're all involved with. Grateful for the energies of all those people who are putting effort towards this beautiful happening. If you look on the Global Care Room, you see people lighting up the board all over the world, and it's really an honor for us to step into this field with you today. So for all of us, nearly 20 of us here today, we send you our love and our blessings. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brad.
So in addition to these official hub sites, we also have a number of more unofficial gatherings. We don't know the exact number of them, but just to mention a few, just down the road from here at the Pathways to Peace main office, Avon Madison, the founder of Pathways to Peace, has a gathering there. It's one of the organizations that's a partner with us on this event and has been instrumental in peace-building work for many decades. We have a gathering in Ireland with Marie Kennedy. We have a gathering in England with Dr. Rawls. We have a gathering in Wales. There are many, many different places that are being gathering that are not part of the official hub sites, but adding to the field nonetheless. So we also, of course, want to welcome all of our callers who are just calling in from their private homes. And you'll see a sampling of those on the Global Care Room. So what I'd invite you to do is if the care room is open for you, let's just take a minute or two to gaze at the care room and just to take in the field that's being created just by our awareness of each other. And this is just, of course, a sampling. But let's just take a minute or two just to breathe in together, to recognize that the points of light showing up on the screen represent people who share the same intention as you do to embody peace and to support a shift to a global culture of peace. So let's just take a minute or two of breathing together while we gaze at the care room. And just opening to this global field that's forming in this very moment through our awareness of each other and our awareness of our shared intention. And you might recognize this picture of these lights lighting up the globe as signs of the beginning stages of this awakening global consciousness. Okay, thank you. So I also want to mention that on this call today, we have a number of people who are providing a particular role of space holders. We have Linda Terry from the Guyfield Council and a number of others who are specifically holding space for the call, and it provides a function that tends to protect the integrity of the field and allow the field to drop in a deeper way. And so we want to acknowledge and thank those people for playing that role. Okay, it's now my pleasure to hand over to my friend David Todd of the Guyfield Council in Tallahassee, Florida, to guide us into our attunement practice. Over to you, David.
Okay, thank you. I just want to welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today in this meditation. And I'll start with just a brief description of what we're going to do. In this meditation, we will enter into a structured sacred space that maximizes our ability to connect and synergize with each other, both in our human awareness and at the soul or higher self level. We will also connect with powerful allies who assist in our work for collective healing and transformation. Once we are attuned together, we will hold the intention to strengthen this field for global peace. Okay, so let's all just start the meditation by taking a couple of deeper breaths, relaxing into your body, simply allowing whatever might be arising in your awareness to be present. Just notice it and be still. Next, let yourself feel your connection to the earth. Feel how the energy of the earth grounds you and brings you into your body. Feel the support and nurturing love that comes to you from the earth. And let yourself feel gratitude for that. Now be aware of the sun and the stars in the heavens. Imagine the golden light of the sun washing down around your body, cleansing your energy field, creating a bubble of golden light that surrounds you. Feel how that bubble has a strong boundary that only allows into this field energies that are for your highest good. As you rest in that space of golden energy, you may invite in your higher self and any personal guides that you would like to have be with you in this meditation. Next, let's create the group field. Visualize your connection with each of the people on this call. We saw that picture in the Global Care Room and know that there are many, many more people in other places. Just let yourself feel that there's a network of light connecting each of us to each other. Feel how this network brings us into a common space where we can be together, or we can be at one. And feel how that common space has a strong boundary around it. Now, as we sit in this group field, let us invite in allies from the kingdoms of the earth. We invite the mineral and crystal allies, many plant allies, and all the animals and creatures that live with us on this planet. Let us likewise invite into our group field those many allies and helpers from the dimensions of spirit. May they join with us, supporting the intentions of this meditation and the transformation and awakening to peace that we all hold so dear. Now let us be aware of how our group field is resting in the planetary or Gaia field. See how we are all together with each other, connected with every dimension of the planet, all life on Earth. Resting in the field of Gaia. And finally, let's connect with the universal field, a field that embodies the great mystery, the universal source that is the source of everything and everyone, that surrounds and enfolds all fields, that emerges in each of our awakened hearts. So as we enter into the time of silence, let's hold these three intentions in our hearts. May this field of global peace support everyone who is working for peace around the world. May the shift in global consciousness embodied in the peace movement happen quickly and easily. And may this field guide and support us in creating a true and lasting culture of peace on our planet. So we'll now go into a period of silence for about 20 minutes, and then we'll open the call for sharing.
Okay, so we'll open the circle for sharing. And first, I want to invite any of the HubSite hosts or members of the Guyfield Council. If any of you feel moved to share, then invite you to raise your hand by pressing 1 on the phone. And just start by saying your name, where you're calling from, and then when you're finished, just say thank you, so we'll know you're complete. And I just want to say it's perfectly fine for us to stay resting in the silence. But if anyone feels moved to share, then the invitation is open. Okay, David, you have the mic.
This is Bonnie Bell in the same locale with David. I began the meditation really feeling this collective being that we were forming, and I felt a sense of the globe in my heart and the words heart of peace came with that image, almost like a medallion but in 3D at the center of my chest in the heart chakra. And I just stayed with that sense of the heart of peace, and how it evolved was that I felt it was an upgrade to my heart that I assumed each of us was receiving from participation in this event. And this heart of peace was alive and became, in a sense, as the meditation progressed, and it was very still and quiet, there was not a lot of content, but just this sense of beautiful heart space of peace. But at some point, I found myself inside the earth, not so much the core of the earth, not the physical earth, but the heart of the earth. And I saw this collective heart of peace that we were animating as a seed crystal, a form of catalyst that was being dropped into the heart of Gaia. And for a moment, I felt the conflict, the anguish around the world, and I felt that this heart of peace, this seed crystal, was literally allowing a new living element to be awakened within the heart of the planet, and that it would make its own, it would have a profound effect from within this heart space.
This is David. I'll just say how grateful I am for this experience, this meditation. I just felt so much blessing energy in the field, reaching not only those on the call, but people connected to people on the call, and all those who hear the call of creating peace. I felt that there was just so much blessing and grace raining down from the heavens, and so much love rising up from the earth into the field, reaching around the globe. All I can say is wow.
Okay, Sarah, give you the mic.
Thank you, David. This is Sarah here at Luminous Warrior in Washington, D.C. And I echo what Bonnie just mentioned with feeling a tremendous energy in the heart. But what I've found interesting, I've been doing ceremonies here around the sacred sites in D.C., around the monuments and the mall for a while now, over the past year. And as we were guided into the field, I started feeling the animal kingdom really being able to pick up on the energies that we were sharing. And that was something new to me. Before, it had always felt like the mineral earth and tree kingdoms, and they were certainly still present and holding the earth. But I also really felt a new vibration coming in from the animal spirit guides and the animal kingdom walking on this earth. And the other piece that I saw as we were guiding deeper and deeper, I saw pathways being lit up across the earth, literally pathways of light emanating not only from the monuments here, specifically the Capitol, but also through the globe, through the sacred sites. And these were pathways that looked very deeply anchored into the earth. So they're going very deep into the earth, on the earth, and then into the earth. And then there were certain visual appeared where there were certain hub points where they were going straight up, like the axis up into the solar system. So that was a very powerful image for me that I saw, from the plants on earth to the animals into the pathways to hub sites into the solar system, that I had not experienced like this before. So I thought that that was worth sharing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Over to you, Mark Findhorn.
Yes, hello, here is Mark and Findhorn. For me, the experience was one of, at first, tremendous silence, and then I had a sense of like there is an ocean of peace, and we were all bathing in this ocean of peace together and being connected like this, a bit like dolphins. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, Sarah.
Wisdom Council member Myra here. Wow. As David said, peace, joy. I began this experience with hearing peace in every language I know as a chorus. And as I really contemplated that in my own heart, I realized the big message here was, again, how key the heart is to reaching peace. And it struck me in a way that melded with this experience that I'm having with the passing of my brother, Henry Jackson III, Henry Earl Jackson III. he transitioned between the new moon and into the solstice. He left this earth walk. And in the field, I could feel that we were joined with many who have left. And I was grateful because I understood that the energy coalescing today that seems to be so vast into the earth and from the great central sun, coursing, flowing in and out, is really supportive of our total upliftment, not only human, but all the other kingdoms, and how this soul, my brother, and many of those who have left their physical bodies are also able to partake in this. And this may assist them in moving very rapidly through their own transition. So I saw the great possibility here. And as I knew that I was in for the 49 days of the Bardo prayer, I am very open to seeing that process go through its own transformation. And so I felt what I wanted to share is that invitation, because I know that we're all surrounded by new births and those that are leaving. And so in this heart space, this coherent, beautiful heart that we have, we can grow into that with greater ease and grace during this time. And I feel very grateful to experience this and to what my brother is teaching me and the way he's allowing me to expand of heart. And in this, I also felt great gratitude for Raquel and her support with Agnihotra fires. And I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mara. So I'd like to share just a few comments coming in via the webcast and also invite anyone in the audience now who might feel moved to share some aspect of your experience to just to say the circle is open. So Angela says, powerful and wonderful connection. Feel deeply connected to much peace and love. Thank you so much. Lillian simply says, peace. Jaya says, hi, I'm from Nepal. I'm hearing this event, and I have experience during the meditation. You, Jaya. Okay, I see Diane has a hand up. Over to you, Diane.
Hello, this is Diane. I'm in Bethlehem, Palestine, sending love to everyone from this part of the world. Yesterday we did a Jerusalem peace hug with people holding hands around the outside walls of the old city, not all the way around, but part of the way around. And my job before the hug was to hand out little hearts to attach to people's chests and invite them to join us in sending love around the planet, and did that with lots and lots of people. And last week I was in Cairo and Alexandria, Egypt, and just noting that I was at a conference in the in the site of the ancient library of Alexandria, which held at that time the wisdom that the peoples knew from all over the world. And now there's a new library there, which is collecting again all the wisdom from everywhere on the planet that we know of, that people have inhabited and shared. And one piece that was particularly humbling for me was to see the outside of the library is rounded in cement, and on it are symbols from the ways that people have communicated throughout the ages with each other. in all kinds of symbols. And the humbling piece for me was that as a very educated American, there were only a few of the thousands and thousands of symbols on the walls that I could decipher and knew about. So wisdom has gone on, and love and connection from humanity throughout time, and it's being recorded there in Alexandria once again. So peace to all. I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane. So I want to read a few more comments. We have some coming in through Facebook as well as our webcast. This is from Rodrigo Yosoy from Guadalajara. I feel my heart wide open, wired, and sending and receiving all the love of Gaia. And this from Karen Rawls. Blessings from the UK. This is a beautiful event. May our global heart be unified in peace and blessings for all. We are all travelers, global pilgrims all, with our global heart as the destination. Like the ancient and medieval pilgrims of old, let us trust in the power and blessings of the threshold now upon us, the doorway of an unprecedented opportunity. Okay, Tara.
Hi, good morning. I'm in Northern Canada, and I'm actually facilitating a Skype conference. So Tim is just outside London. Rodrigo has Skyped in with us from Mexico, and I've been in contact with Jaya in Nepal. I wanted to share that what I saw during this meditation was first, an incredible web of beautiful white lights connecting each of us around the globe. And then my vision changed to the goddess of compassion, the Buddhist goddess of compassion with many, many, many hands. And I saw each of us on this call participating in this, each of us holding her hand and connected that way while lots of birds flew over us. And now Tim wanted to share, so I'll hopefully he can jump in right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. This is Tim. I've enjoyed sharing this time together. I don't have much to share, but I've just to sort of restarted my meditation practice, and I noticed in our meditation time the sense of the oneness of our presence collectively. It was like meeting myself, meeting yourself. What's the difference? And there was a sense of us being in a circle facing each other in oneness, and in creating and being surrounded by a field of light. And then I noticed that that field of light was radiating out into the garden field. And it was most beautiful. Thank you. That's me for now.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you so much, Tara. Okay, so I'm going to read out a few more comments coming in. This is from Dorte. Hi, this is a really strong feeling of happiness and silence after the meditation. I feel I got connected with Mother Earth, feeling deeper peace within. I think it is important to stay on peace, and important to pray for awakening people for peace and to save the earth. Claudia says, after feeling great peace, a medallion formed in my third eye. The center was blue, surrounded by four green sides, and in the cardinal point, four ruby dots. Thank you. Okay, let me hand over to Caroline for sharing.
Thank you. I haven't participated in anything quite like this before with such a number of people all around the globe. And my experience at the beginning of the meditation was so strong. I felt that somewhere on the other side of the globe, one of you took one hand, and somewhere on another part of the planet, someone took my other hand, and I felt this current of heat and electricity through this whole circuit that we were making together. And in that process, raising our vibrations and raising the planet's vibration to one of much more peace and stability. So thank you very much for this wonderful lift, and for just for all of you doing this work. Deeply appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Caroline. Okay, Elaine.
Elaine is here at Starbucks, and my meditation was to be here with the people. I'm in Seattle and loving the fact that you're all together, not watching, you know, the global lights all over the globe, but I can feel them. I'm so grateful that you're pulling this together. It brings tears to my eyes. I am looking at what has happened to me in the past year with a new open heart, because I felt so alone and isolated when my mother passed. And I realized how hard it was for her to be a mother and to have made it through a life, a long life, supporting all of her little ducklings. And the female needs to be honored like at no other time. I feel that you're doing it by holding hands, by acknowledging one another, by putting your intention into love and bonding. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Elaine. Linda.
Oh, I'm speaking from central Pennsylvania in the U.S. I'm feeling very uplifted by our shared responses. I'd like David in Florida to consider posting the three suggestions for our meditation. I'd like to look at those again. In my meditation, there were three parts, where three areas my attention went. The first was suggested by David, the effort of peacemaking, and I had this vision of first a heaviness and then a hope of leaders that are, and social healers and ministers of peace and ministers of war, all those that are empowered by position, that light was just streaming in new ways into their very being all over the world, invited or uninvited, the light, but just streaming forth so that we may see new patterns, undiscovered or not easily seen patterns of how to move forward that is less conflictual and brings us together. And my second part, I saw a glass elevator, and I was bold enough to enter and go up into heights I don't live in and see councils of the highest energies that nurture our world and just be a magnet to say, to energize their eyes toward us, toward our earth, this earth, and their care. And the end was this, the heart of the people that so many people have expressed so beautifully. This sense of warmth, people in the fields, people in the libraries, people every place, that our hearts just expand a little bit more, and that the whole level of warmth and connection may grow. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, over to Mark Nasek in Israel.
Hi, this is Mark from the Holy Land, and I just wanted to give thanks to David and the Shift Network and the Gaia Field Project for holding this space for all of these souls, seen and unseen, to come together to connect to the highest light and frequency and vibration and consciousness. So we can all be the vessels to hold that consciousness and share it with everyone that we see, speak with, touch, and just exude from our being, just like the sun exudes its energy, that we can all just shine, and together we can be and we can create the peace that's inside us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Rodrigo.
Hi, I'm here in Mexico, in Guadalajara, and it's been so beautiful. I wanted to share that lately there is lots of things happening here in Mexico. We are having elections in a couple of weeks, and there is a lot of social unrest, but in the other side, there has been called mega meditation of awareness of the awakening of the Mexican, of the Mexica people. And here in my country, there are a lot of Mayan shamans and Mexica shamans that are working on May 20. We have a beautiful ceremony that lasts all day, and we brought water from all around the world to power space in a cenote, and we worked all night for all the world, sending all our intentions of peace and unity, and I see it's working. All over the world, there is great people working for peace, and it's happening. Seeing this glow with all the glowing hearts, it's beautiful, and I know we can be much more, much and much more. And I want to thank the Gaia Project and Hartman, Matt, and all the people involved here. And I think we could make this meditation a weekly meditation and have more and more people uniting to this heart, to this one heart that I feel right now pumping inside my chest. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rodrigo. Okay, we probably have time for one, maybe two more comments. So over to Leslie.
This is Leslie in Northern California in the Santa Cruz Mountains. I'm on the Guyfield Council, and I'm just speechless. And big wow, I'm feeling this experience as soon as David started talking about this heart at the beginning of the call, the oneness. I felt it in a way that I haven't felt it before. It's just an experience of peace that I'm very grateful for. So thank you.
Thanks, Leslie. Okay, maybe final comment here from Alexander.
Hi, I'm calling from Northern California and express my deep gratitude for this entire event and for all of us being here together in family with the stone people, with the animals, the minerals, with our ancestors, and with the future generations to whom we all connect through this deep process of resonance. When I came into this meditation, I came in with a degree of coherence in my system, clearing my heart and coming in with openness. And what I experienced through this process was this larger super coherence of all of us. Something has emerged in this process, something that is a larger spiritual body that exists because of this dynamic. It's fantastic to feel and experience and be part of this. This is peace. And I second Ricardo's request to do this on a regular basis. The more we do this, the more this super coherence will take form, and we will create this hyperconnectivity of this living body across the globe. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alexander. So, unfortunately, we have to bring to a close the sharing part of this call. And I just want to share for myself, I just feel really profoundly moved by this sharing, and touches me deeply. So thank you so much, and just awakens this hope for what's possible in this world. Before we close, I do want to say some thank yous here. This event has been many months in the planning, and I firstly want to thank deeply our Guyfield Council and design team. We've been meeting in this deep attunement space to create this event for many months. And I also want to thank the California Institute of Integral Studies, which is the home of the Center for Subtle Activism, the research center that is the home of the Guyfield Project. We do consider this practice that we've just done a form of subtle activism that's helping to shift the collective feel towards more of a culture of peace. We're deeply grateful to our partners, Pathways to Peace and the Culture of Peace Initiative, that they've been doing peace-building work in the field for over four decades. And we invite you to check out their work at the Culture of Peace, www.cultureofpeace.org. We're deeply grateful to our friends at the Institute of HeartMath and the Global Coherence Initiative. They're the ones that have developed the beautiful Global Care Room technology, and they've worked with us seamlessly on this event. Invite you to check out their work at www.gcrc.org. hglcoherence.org. This event is also being inspired by the Summer of Peace Initiative, which launches today, a three-month program of peace-building activities. I invite you to check out their work at summerofpeace.net. This event does actually initiate a series of events that we're doing throughout the summer. So in answer to some of the requests, there will be many opportunities this summer to keep building the field. We're launching on July 1st with the Summer of Peace, a series of calls at 9 a.m. every Sunday that will feature a mystic or a spiritual teacher or elder from a different tradition guiding a practice from their tradition that's intended to support world peace. So the idea is that each Sunday we'll be feeding this field that we've initiated today and growing it with the richness of these various traditions and the lineages and the particular qualities that they bring. So we invite all of you to come back to all of these calls. We have a wonderful lineup. We have Dr. Aryaratne from Savadaya, the Gandhi of Sri Lanka. We have Sister Jenna from the Brahma Kumaris organization, a beautiful worldwide network. We have Thomas Hubel from Germany, who's done wonderful collective healing work in Germany and will guide practice for healing in Germany and in the U.S. We have Annette Karlstrom, who is on the call today from Sweden. We have Grandmother Flor de Mayo from the 13 Grandmothers, who will guide practice from her tradition. We have Mark Nasek, who is on the call with us, who will be working with a Sufi master and a rabbi from Jerusalem to do a practice related to healing between Judaism and Islam. And we have the World Peace Prayer Society doing one of their beautiful global healing rituals. So we're very excited about that. And then the idea is that we'll build this field, continue to build the field throughout the summer, and that we'll come together again on September 21st, the International Day of Peace, for another global achievement for peace, just like this one. We're actually going to be doing two calls at two different times so that we can accommodate people in Asia and Australia for whom this is not the best time. So I have two different calls. And the idea is that we're going to be growing and feeding the field throughout the summer. It'll be a very rich field with all of these different traditions flowing into it, and that we'll all come together on September 21st for our peak event. So we invite you to please stay connected. You could sign up to the Spirituality and Peace series. All that information is on our website, the Gaia Field Project, www.gaiafield.net. We also invite you, if you have any photos or extra comments from this event, to please go to our Facebook page. And that's not the event page, because that's only temporary, but if you could go to the our Gaia Field Project Facebook page, then that would be a great place to post photos and continue any conversations after this. This is a non-profit exercise, and so if you feel inspired, we do welcome donations, and you can find that information on the homepage of gaiafield.net. So thank you so much again. We're just deeply grateful. It's a profound exercise. We're so happy to have opened the fields with you all this morning. And just as a way of closing, let's just take another 30 seconds or so just in silent gratitude to each other, to all the beings on all the levels who have showed up in support of the field today. Just another period here of just silent gratitude. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Namaste, blessings. See you soon. Bye-bye.